You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. 20-year-old Army Private Vanessa Guillen has been missing from Fort Hood since April 22nd, and her disappearance has drawn widespread attention. Lawmakers and actress Selma Hayek have called for the public's help on the case and for a better investigation. Guillen was last seen in a parking lot at the Central Texas Army base wearing a black T-shirt and purple fitness pants. Her car keys, ID, and wallet were found on the base. Here to talk about Guillen's case is the attorney for the family, Natalie Kawam. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
How did the family find out Vanessa was missing in the first place? When did they last talk to her?
It was the day of her disappearance. They had not heard from her all day, and they had texted her and called her, and she was not responding, which was unusual. She was also supposed to go out for a hike that morning, and the person that she was going to go hiking with also didn't see her, couldn't find her. And so the sister, Myra, contacted the command and said to the command, "I have not heard from my sister. Can someone help me locate her?" When she would text her, usually in an iPhone, you see delivered. And the messages were not being delivered after 12 p.m. that day. And it was going straight to voicemails if it was shut off, which is very unusual. That evening, 8 p.m., Myra contacted one of the staff sergeants and said, "You know, can you help me locate my sister? She's not responding." They live out in Houston.
Right.
So she arrived around 3 a.m. at the base, and they told her to come back in the morning. She did come back in the morning at 8 a.m. and just basically they started looking for Vanessa and doing a search.
Well, what did the Army tell her about, tell her mother about Vanessa's whereabouts? Did they contact her mother at all? Did they keep her in the loop or what?
Well, the mother doesn't speak English, so it was really Myra was the middle
point
person.
Of contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the point of contact that was basically communicating everything. They said that they searched her rooms, they searched the barracks, they searched the places, but they didn't see her.
But they found her effects. They found some of her effects, at least. They found her car keys, IDs, and wallet. What about her phone? Was that ever located?
No, it was not. It was unusual for her to have left. She was an armorer. So it was odd for her to leave the armory room and leave her ID badge and keys and such. So, you know, all this is, you know, still being reviewed, and they need to confirm everything, but her vehicle is still there up until a few days ago. And so it just didn't make any sense why somebody would leave with no car keys, with no ID and everything, when to get back on the base, you would need your ID, and you definitely need your keys to leave, and you need your vehicle.
The family said that Vanessa had earlier complained of harassment by an Army supervisor. Did she report it? And what do you know about that complaint?
She could have reported it, and we don't know about it. But as we understand, she didn't want to report it. Her position was she didn't want to get in trouble. She didn't want to have, you know, be retaliated against. And she was worried about, you know, job security if she reported the harassment by a couple of different superiors to her. But she did inform her mother and her sisters and her friends about the harassment.
And what has the Army had to say about those allegations?
They at first said that there was no reporting of it, as we understand. But just because someone doesn't report it doesn't mean it didn't happen, because not everyone does a formal report when they get harassed. Actually, it's very rarely do people report harassment because of, you know, concerns with retaliation and reprisal. But the Army then said that they were going to, after being informed that she did report it informally to her sister, family, and friends, that they were going to investigate these allegations.
Has there been any fallout from that to your knowledge so far?
No, I have not been informed of anything that they've done so far. We plan to be at the base this morning, and afterwards we'll be having a press conference.
Do you have a working theory on what might have happened to her, or just too many open, unanswered questions at this juncture?
I suspect it's somebody in her unit or that she's worked with, because she wasn't seen leaving the base. So it would have to have been someone on the base. And, you know, I'm hoping that that's not what happened, but I have a feeling it is. I have a bad feeling that it's somebody that harassed her and that probably didn't like her disinterest.
Natalie Kawam is the attorney for the family of missing Army Private Vanessa Guillen. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.